friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom goes into labor and gives birth to twins born on different days in different years. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. This set of New Year's twins born on different days, months, and years are making all the headlines at the start of 2022. Now that is one way to start off your life in the world. Fraternal twins Aylin and Alfredo Trujillo were born 15 minutes apart. Alfredo Antonio Trujillo entered the world at 11:45 p.m. on December 31, 2021. And his twin sister, Aylin Yolanda Trujillo, was born exactly at midnight on January 1st, 2022. That means that these twins don't share a birthday since they were born on different days, months, and years. This is quite a rare occurrence. Twins with different birthdays are rare, and some estimate the chance of twins being born in different years as 1 in 2 million, according to Natividad Medical Center. The twins' rare birthday made it a memorable one for the doctor who helped deliver them. "This was definitely one of the most memorable deliveries of my career," said Dr. Ana Abril Arias, a family doctor with Natividad Medical Group. "It was an absolute pleasure to help these little ones arrive here safely in 2021 and 2022. What an amazing way to start the new year." Alfredo and Aylin's mother, Fatima Madrigal, shared about how surprised she was to have her babies born in different years. "It's crazy to me that they are twins and have different birthdays," said Fatima, who also has three older children. "These twins' birth story is quite unique and one that they will have fun sharing with others for the rest of their lives. God bless these sweet babies." Pregnant woman sets out to walk to hospital after going into labor during a snowstorm. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Noelle of Stafford County ended up going into labor during a snowstorm with trees blocking vehicle access to and from the home. So, she set out on foot. Every birth is a miracle. But one mom from Stafford County, Virginia, had one of the most extraordinary experiences when it came time to deliver her sweet baby girl, Josephine. Noelle was already past her due date when a winter storm hit the area. But she wasn't too worried as the weather system dumped about a foot of snow. "I thought, well, baby's not going to come today anyway," she said. I guess you can chalk that one up to famous last words because Noelle's water broke around 5 p.m. Going into labor during a snowstorm would be stressful enough, but this is the same storm that knocked out power, took down trees, and stranded motorists on I-95 in Virginia for more than 20 hours. Like much of the area, Noelle and her family were stuck in a home without power. Downed trees created a barricade keeping any vehicles from traveling to or from the house. And though Noelle's husband Chris tried clearing a path, there was just too many. But the couple knew Noelle needed to get to a hospital. I mean, having a home birth with no electricity, no running water, not ideal, not an ideal situation, Noelle explained. To make matters worse, when the couple tried calling 911, neither could get decent enough coverage to place the call. Thankfully, however, they succeeded in sending texts to friends and family members. They notified loved ones about Noelle going into labor during the snowstorm. And at last, a friend texted Chris to let him know help was on the way. "He said it's a fire rescue team," Chris recalled from the message he received. "He will not stop until they get you. They will cut their way through if they have to, and they will bring Noelle out on foot if they have to do that." Getting to Chris and Noelle was not easy. Members of the Stafford County Fire and Rescue climbed over trees and down power lines. They passed equipment to one another in order to bring it along. And when they finally arrived at the home, the crew recommended delivering Noelle's baby at home. There was simply no way to get an emergency vehicle close to the house. But the determined mom insisted on heading to the hospital. During a pre-appointment, Noelle's doctor had warned that she could potentially experience complications during the birth of her fourth child. So even after going into labor during a snowstorm, the mom was willing to do whatever it took to get to the hospital. She wanted to make sure her baby could immediately get any medical attention necessary. Heading to the hospital meant Noelle would have to walk through the blizzard. The ambulance could meet them at a parallel road, but it would mean first trekking through the snow and ice for roughly a quarter of a mile while in active labor. And there was always the risk that the baby would come before Noelle could complete her journey. It was going to take a ton of perseverance from the mom in labor during a snowstorm, as well as a miracle from above. Noelle hiked through creeks, deep snow, and over down trees. And with contractions forcing them to take a break about every 2 minutes, the walk took about 40 minutes. But Noelle did it. Mom was superhuman, recalled paramedic Andy Smith. Absolutely one of the craziest I've ever seen anybody do in the first place. And to be super pregnant and doing it, she was superhuman. Meanwhile, this super mom was incredibly grateful to the special angels who were by her side through it all. They were cracking jokes the whole time, making me laugh, Noelle explained. One of the medics held my hand through every single contraction. He was just so great. Despite the treacherous conditions, the ambulance succeeded in getting Noelle to the hospital. There, she gave birth to her healthy baby girl, Josephine. What a blessing. Once Josephine is old enough, Noelle and Chris can't wait to tell her the incredible story of her arrival. And they'll be sure to include the details of her mom's journey through the blizzard after going into labor during a snowstorm. I had a baby in a snowstorm in a pandemic, Noelle exclaimed. What a testament to the lengths a mother will go to for their child.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.